Ben Davis from Connect for Health Colorado. Ben, good to have you on the line with us today.
Good to be here.
Hey, Ben, let me ask you, what if you've got someone who's got health insurance, maybe like through Colorado Medicaid, but maybe that's expiring at the end, let's say the end of this month. Should they wait to call until it expires before trying to sign up, or should it be something they should be doing right away? Officially, it's done at the end of the month, so if they wait for their current plan to be finished and they call up on, let's say, April 1, then it's not going to happen, correct?
Unless there's a life-changing event, a qualifying life-changing event, that's correct.
Yeah. Ben Davis is our guest. He's with Connect for Health Colorado. There's also a rule about Medicaid and child health plans. Those are still, you can still enroll for those, right?
If you qualify, yeah.
Yep, if you qualify. Okay. So how are signups going? I understand you've passed a couple of milestones.
We have. Yeah, we've enrolled 100,000 Coloradans in private health insurance in the last 5 months, which is great. We're exceeding some of our projections and starting to catch up to others.
Okay.
Overall, if you look at the impact that the efforts of Connect for Health have had in Colorado, 250,000 Coloradans have found some type of health coverage that would include private health insurance. It also would include the state's Medicaid program.
Now,
and also enrolling children on the children's health plan.
Yeah, mostly, you know, for kids, it's really, really important.
You know, our state's exchange has done a couple of things right. They've been completely apolitical. They've been focused on, you know, you cut through all the noise, and what you have is a website that compares health insurance plans apples to apples. And that's what we've offered consumers, and we think it's worked. We are already very busy. We've opened a pop-up store on the 16th Street Mall in the Pavilion.
Oh, some walk-up. Okay.
Yeah, so you can walk in. There was a line out the door yesterday at that store.
Mm.
That'll be open until March 31st. So if you're looking to, if you're downtown and you have a minute, you should feel comfortable stopping by. It's right by the Maggiano's in the Denver Pavilion.
So Ben, if you don't get it done by the last day of this month, when is the next open enrollment period?
The next open enrollment period would be November 15th, but that would be for 2015.
Hang in there, man. Get some good sleep. Hit those energy bars. You guys are probably 12 hours on, 12 hours off.
Yeah, well, I wish I could say this last week is a healthy week for us, but it really isn't.
We are seeing a surge of people who... you know, for whatever reason, are understanding that there's a deadline coming up and they're trying to meet it.
Yeah. So what does it mean? Will I have to actually get enrolled and write a check this week to actually get signed up before the deadline?
No. What's important is that you come on and you either go onto the website or you call the customer service center, or you can go to an insurance broker or one of, you know, hundreds of health coverage guides across the state, and start the enrollment process. And that means that, you know, if you're not going to apply for any kind of health care tax credit, which is a financial assistance that reduces your monthly costs, you can just go on, shop, compare, and choose a plan. Or if you are eligible based on your income for that special health care tax credit, then you start the application process. Most people, we think, can get through it pretty easily and quickly. There are some who are going to have some special circumstances.
Right.
But what that means is that you've started the process and you've started to choose a health plan.
Mm-hmm. So getting started, I guess, on the system is important to do by the deadline, March 31st, next Monday. What's the actual online time that it usually takes? How much time will I have to invest in finally getting it done?
Well, it is going to vary from person to person. For someone who, you know, based on their income, you know, probably is not eligible for the financial tax credit.
Yeah.
Then, you know, it can take as little as 10 minutes if they're familiar with health plans and how to compare. You know, but we encourage people to take their time. You know, it can, you know, some people can do it in 10 minutes, some people take an hour. It's okay. The best thing to do is make sure you find a plan that suits your needs. And let me clarify about March 31st. the easiest and the best thing is that we want everybody to have completed their enrollment by then, but we just know that there are some circumstances where someone is earnestly trying to get done, but they haven't received, you know, the decision on their financial application. We'll continue to work with them.
Yeah.
You know, the deadline is important because for most individuals and families, after March 31st, if they have not enrolled in health insurance, then they really won't have a chance to do that again until 2015.
Guessing, and you're in the insurance business now, the big idea is that they want to know who's on board for their, you know, financial projections and everything. So they really, that's why they close the enrollment period. You got to get on by a certain time. And that's how they're going to run, all these insurance companies are going to run their business.
That's true. And it also, you know, you've got to give people, you know, a deadline because it's important to have health insurance. There are just so many reasons why you need it.
And now it's the law. The Denver Post this morning reports on more and more people coming to your drop-in centers where people are actually going face-to-face. You've got a huge list of events around the state every day this week at your website, connectforhealthco.com. Amazing. You're fanned out all over.
There is an incredible network of human beings out there who are trained and certified to help people who want that face-to-face help. And, you know, that face-to-face help is at no cost to the customer, you know, so if people aren't comfortable going to the website. But, yes, you're right. There are, you know, what we're calling enrollment events all over the state. There's a, you know, an opportunity in the, you know, kind of the entryway of H-Mart up in Westminster. Mm-hmm. For the next 3 days, there's going to be some space at Lutheran Hospital in Wheat Ridge. And then we have a center down in the Denver Tech Center. So, you know, if people prefer to walk in and, you know, they're nearby one of those sites, they're certainly welcome. I will say the wait is starting to get a little longer as more and more people, again, understand there's a deadline coming up.
Yeah.
Hey, Linda, quick question. Has the enrollment among the younger demos, is that increased a little bit? I know there was some concerns about that. You know, as recently as last year?
Well, they are always a target because, you know, it's important that, you know, people have insurance for their health care and for their financial security, and younger people tend to put off that decision. But, you know, we have more than 105,000 Coloradans that are now covered by private health insurance that they've purchased through Connect for Health Colorado, and about a quarter of them are younger than 34, so between 18 and 34.
Wow.
And another thing, you know, Medicaid, our state was smart enough that they decided to expand the eligibility for Medicaid. And they've had over 150,000 new people who are now eligible for Medicaid. And of those, more than 40% are in that young age category. So there are a lot more young people who happily have some sort of coverage now.
Linda Kennemine with Connect for Health Colorado, our state taking advantage of getting on board early. Anything else people really need to get before we get into this last few days of a push?
Yeah, I would say that if you know anyone who doesn't have insurance or is putting it off, encourage them to at least come look, because these tax credits have been averaging $277 across the state of everyone who's enrolled and applied for them. And so that can be a pretty considerable savings from your monthly bill. So it's at least worth coming here and taking a look at what your options are.
Yeah, like the president said, trying to get it down to like the cost of a cell phone. That's something young people can relate to. Exactly. Linda Kennemine with Connect for Health Colorado. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Take care.